Makuta Sikha is Chelek Chavbeiz, Parsha Emer Sikha Beiz, a summary of the Parsha. At the end of this week's Parsha, where it talks about the different Yomim Tovim, starting with Pesach and goes all the way to through Shmini Atzeres. So it says, at the end of the Yomim Tovim, speak to the Jewish people on the 15th day of the 7th month, which means Tishrei, is Chag HaSukkos, the Yom of the Sukkos, for 7 days. So the Torah kind of says, why does it have to say this pasuk? And answers that I would have thought that we don't know which 7 days we're talking about. Is it talking about the same 7 days that he had been talking about earlier? Because in the parsha, what it says is, first it starts on the 15th of Tishrei, starts a new Yom Tov. You shouldn't do any work on that during those days. You should, at least on the first day, and then Chol HaMoed, you should bring special karbonis on that day, and then it goes on to say, you shall eat for 7 days in the sukkah. So I wouldn't know, which 7 days is it that we're not allowed to eat in the sukkah? Is it after the conclusion of this holiday, which the Torah mentioned about karbonis and you're not allowed to do work? Is it those days that you're not allowed to that you have to eat in the sukkah, or is it the following 7 days that you have to eat in the sukkah? That's why the Torah starts by saying, the 15th day is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now we know that it's these 7 days in which you're supposed to eat in the Sukkot. The fact that the Torah refers to the 7 days as the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we understand that it's those days that you eat in the Sukkot. But that makes it seem, from the Torah's Kainim, it makes it seem that the eating of in the Sukkot and the Yom Tov itself seem to be disconnected from each other. There is a possibility that there should be a 7 day Yom Tov, which is not the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, and it's only later that you, 7 days later, that you have to eat in the sukkah. So the fact that there is such a possible idea should come up, and you need a pasuk to tell you that it's not so, means that the eating in the sukkah is not necessarily connected to the fact that it's Yom Tov. But in the end, you can't say that that's what it means, because the Torah actually, in the end, calls it Chag HaSukkos, which means that the Torah does define it as 7 days of eating a sukkah, because it calls it by that name. So therefore, obviously, the mitzvah of sukkah is connected to the Yom Tov and to every element of the Yom Tov. In fact, the fact that the Torah calls it by the name Chag HaSukkos, and we know that the name is everything, defines what a thing is, so obviously the Yom Tov is about the fact that it is the days that we eat in the sukkah. But then the question is, why does the Torah put it in such interesting terms? Like, for instance, by Pesach it says, on the 15th day of Nisan is the Chag HaMatzos. For 7 days you should eat matzah. By Sukkot it doesn't say anything like that. It says, the 15th day of Tishrei is Chag HaSukkos. And then it goes on to tell you, you should bring karbonos, you're not allowed to do work on that day. And at the end of the Parsha it says, you should sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So why does the Torah disconnect it from the fact that it's Yom Tov and puts it at the end? It's a practice of this Yom Tov. He could have easily said, "Baksukas teishu b'shivas hayomim." During these 7 days, you should sit in the sukkah. He doesn't even say that. He says, for 7 days you should sit in the sukkah, which leaves the opening for the Torah's going to ask, maybe it's 7 other days. Easily could have remedied that by saying, Basukas teishu b'shivas hayomim, during these 7 days. So the Torah seems to disconnect it. What's going on? So we'll understand this by first examining two mitzvahs of the Yom Tov, which are the mitzvah of sukkah and lulav, and what the relationship is between those two mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe says in the Siddur that it's a mitzvah min hamufchar, it's the choice mitzvah, that the mitzvah of lulav should be practiced in the sukkah. Should be done in the sukkah, not at home, not in the house. Which, true, that's a matter of Kabbalah, it comes from Kisvei Arizal, but still, everything in Kabbalah and Kisvei Arizal is also based on conventional Yiddishkeit. It doesn't come from nowhere. So what's the connection? What is it? We have to understand about that. One could perhaps explain that this enhances, mitzvah ha-mufchar enhances the mitzvah of sukkah. Because the mitzvah of sukkah is that you should do everything that you do at home, you should be done in the sukkah during sukkahs. You eat in the sukkah, you sleep in the sukkah, you drink in the sukkah, you relax in the sukkah. You should sit in the sukkah like you live at home. So therefore, Another element of that is there's another important event that takes place during the 7 days of Sukkot, which is doing the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrit. Where should it be done? Of course, in the Sukkah, like everything else important. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah makes it important. It's an event. The event should be done in the Sukkah. So it's all about an enhancement to the mitzvah of Sukkah. That was what the Alter Rebbe means. But that can't be, because the Alter Rebbe puts this not in the mitzvahs of Sukkah. He says this in the mitzvahs of Lulav, which means that this is somehow enhancing the mitzvah of Lulav, not the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now you might ask, what's the difference? It's enhancing this mitzvah, it's enhancing this mitzvah. Do it in the Sukkah. Does it make a difference? It does make a difference even in Halacha. Because if it's a way of enhancing the mitzvah of Sukkah, then what happens in the case where a person is exempt from eating in the Sukkah? Like, for instance, it's raining. So if it's raining, you're exempt from eating the sukkah. Some it's tire, potam in a sukkah. Somebody who's in distress, in discomfort from eating in the sukkah, doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Of course, Chabad eats in the sukkah even in the rain and so on. But according to Halacha, there is no requirement. Is there such a thing as, it's raining now, it's pouring rain, I can't go out to the sukkah to eat because it'll get all soaked. But I could wait an hour and then it'll stop raining and then I'll go out to eat. There's no such mitzvah. You don't have to wait. You can eat in the sukkah. You can eat in the house now because it's raining now. You don't have to wait. So if the taking of the lulav is a part of a way of expressing the mitzvah of sukkah, so then if it's raining now, should you wait until it stops raining to go out and shake the lulav in the sukkah? No need. Just like you don't have to wait to eat, you don't have to wait to shake the lulav. But if it's a way of enhancing the mitzvah of lulav, so the fact that it's raining now, that only exempts you from the sukkah, but you still want to do the lulav in the right way. So therefore, wait until it stops raining, and then you'll go out to do the mitzvah of lulav in the sukkah, as it should be. So that would be the difference. So we're back to the question, does it mean an enhancement of the mitzvah of sukkah or the mitzvah of lulav? And it seems that it's an enhancement of the mitzvah of lulav, so we have to understand what that is. So to explain, in this parasha there are two yomim tovim which the Torah signifies by a name. One of them is Pesach, it's called Chag HaMatzos. One of them is Sukkot, it's called Chag HaSukkos. But there are differences between them. One difference is that by Chag HaMatzos, by Pesach, it says on the 15th of the day of the month of Tishrei, of Nisan. That's Chag HaMatzos. It calls that one day Chag HaMatzos. By Sukkot, it says, it's the Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim, a Yom Tov of Sukkot for 7 days. Calls all 7 days Chag HaSukkos. Another difference. By Pesach, it says, Chag HaMatzos, the 15th day of Nisan is Chag HaMatzos. Eat matzah for 7 days. By Chag HaSukkos, it just calls it Chag HaSukkos. It says, Chag HaSukkos. And it doesn't tell you to sit in the sukkah. Only later, at the end of the parasha, it tells you, Basukkah's Teshuvah, Shivas Yomim, as we mentioned before. You should sit 7 days in the sukkah. Which can be explained this way, the difference. Chag HaMatzos is not the only name of Pesach. Pesach is called Pesach too. It's called that way by Chazal. It's a Yidden. That's how everybody refers to it. So there are two names, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach, which tells us that the Yom Tov of Pesach is not just about the fact that it's Chag HaMatzos. That's not what defines the Yom Tov as a whole. There is an element of Chag HaMatzos, there's an element of Pesach. Two different things. Whereas Sukkot has only one name. Everybody calls it Sukkot. The Torah calls it Sukkot. The people call it Sukkot. It's called Sukkot. Which means that's what the Yom Tov is about. It's about Sukkot. That's the theme. That's what it is. Not different elements. Therefore, it has different names. That's why the Torah says, by the 15th of Nisan, is called Chag HaMatzos and tells you immediately you should eat matzah. Telling you, in other words, that the reason I'm calling it Chag HaMatzos is because you need to eat matzah. That's the reason that I'm referring to it as Chag HaMatzos. But that's not the only reason for the Yom Tov. It needs to explain to you why he's calling it Chag HaMatzos. Because there are other things about the Yom Tov too. It's Pesach. There's other things going on as well. Whereas by Sukkot, he says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. The entire Yom Tov It's called Chag HaSukkos. No explanation needed. Why is it called Chag HaSukkos? Because it's all about Sukkos. It doesn't have to tell you, I'm calling it Chag HaSukkos because you're going to eat in the Sukkah. It's the whole reason for the Yom Tov is that it's Chag HaSukkos. And what is the reason for the difference? The reason for the difference is this. Why is the 15th of Nisan chosen as the day that you should eat matzah? Because the 15th of Nisan is a holy day unto itself. It's the day that we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Torah tells us, that in generations to come you will commemorate this day as the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. So that's what makes Pesach into a Yom Tov. The 15th of Nisan is the day that we left Mitzrayim. That's what defines the Yom Tov. That's what makes it into a Yom Tov. One of the practices of this Yom Tov is that you should eat matzah also in commemoration of that, but it is a part of this. This is why this day is chosen to eat matzah, why we should eat matzah. On the other hand, Sukkot, what's unique about the 15th day of Tishrei? There's nothing happened on that day, nothing unique happened. Why is this day, why are these 7 days a Yom Tov then? The Yom Tov is because Hashem said, I want you to sit for 7 days in the Sukkah. Those 7 days that you're going to sit in the Sukkah, we make it into a Yom Tov to celebrate the fact that you're eating the Sukkah. And it's a Yom Tov, so you have to bring karbonis and you're not allowed to do work and so on. But the Sukkah is the central idea of the Yom Tov. Not that there's something else which makes it into a Yom Tov, and during this time you're going to sit in the Sukkah. It's the sitting in the Sukkah which creates the Yom Tov. Whereas Pesach is very different, as we said. In other words, by Pesach, not every element of the Yom Tov is connected to matzahs. Matzahs is an element within the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Sukkot, every part of the Yom Tov is expressing and celebrating the fact that we're eating in the Sukkah. That's the reason for the Yom Tov, and therefore everything that happens in the Yom Tov is connected and associated with Sukkah. And that's why the Torah doesn't say you should sit in the Sukkah during these 7 days. That would make it seem as if the 7 days have importance of their own. You're going to spend 7 days in the Sukkah during these 7 days. The opposite. The reason for the Yom Tov is because you're sitting in the Sukkah. The sitting in the Sukkah is what creates the entire Yom Tov, and therefore every element of Sukkot is connected to the sitting of the Sukkah. It all springs from the sitting in the Sukkah, which gives a better explanation of what Rashi says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, Regel B'fnei Atzmei, the eighth day. It's as we know, we call it by a different name, Shmini Atzeres, we say Shechiyonu and so on. Why is it a separate Yom Tov? How do we know? So Rashi says, because we don't sit in the Sukkah. How does that prove anything? There could be a Yom Tov in which on the first day you do this, on the second day you do this. Different days have different practices. What does that prove? But now that we understand that, since what's the reason for the 7 day Yom Tov? The fact that we sit in the Sukkah. So on the day that we're not sitting in the Sukkah, why are we celebrating that? It's nothing to do with Sukkahs. It's a whole different Yom Tov. That's what Rashi is trying to say. Therefore, since the whole Yom Tov is created out of the fact that we do the mitzvah of Sukkah, therefore, when the Alter Rebbe tells us that we should do the mitzvah of Lulav in the Sukkah, it's not at contributing to the celebration of the Yom Tov Sukkahs, but the opposite. Since the mitzvah of taking the Lulav is on this day, because this day is the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, so therefore doing the mitzvah of the Lulav in the Sukkah enhances the lulav, the practice of the mitzvah of lulav, because it all springs from the Sukkah. Therefore, doing the mitzvah in the Sukkah will, of course, enhance the practice of be a mitzvah and mamufcha for the mitzvah of lulav, not for the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Rebbe explains it from the perspective of Chassidus and Avodas HaAdam. When we say that Pesach is a Yom Tov because of its inherent holiness, it has inherent holiness. Is that better than a created holiness that comes as a result of a mitzvah that is being done on that day? One would think that inherent holiness is a greater thing. But on the other hand, the fact that a Yid has the ability to take an ordinary day that otherwise would have been an ordinary weekday And because of the mitzvah of sukkah, because of the mitzvah that he practices, it adds, it elevates, it brings holiness to an ordinary day. That is elevating the world itself. It brings holiness to the mundane of the world. And that's why the two mitzvahs of Pesach and Sukkot are also different in the same way. Nobody eats matzah for any other reason than because it's a mitzvah. In other words, the eating of the matzah is a holy act in essence. On the other hand, the mitzvahs that we do in the Sukkah in order to celebrate, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, things like eating a meal. You eat a meal every day. You're not eating anything, any special food on Sukkahs. That makes it different. You're eating your ordinary meal, but in the Sukkah. So you take the things which you do ordinarily in life and you elevate them into a holy act. You eat in the Sukkah, you sleep in the Sukkah, you relax in the Sukkah. Everything that you do is in the Sukkah brings holiness to ordinary daily events. Now, to do that in the rest of the year, any other time, is a very difficult avodah. That every meal that you eat, every time you eat, you're doing it l'shem shemayim. That is a difficult avodah. But to do it on Sukkahs, it comes naturally. You're eating in the Sukkah, holy avodah right there. And that's why the mitzvah is also done in that way. Since the mitzvah, everything that you do should it gives an element of holiness. That's why the mitzvah is practiced in such a way that the entire person, with all his clothing and his shoes and the mud on his shoes, everything goes into the sukkah. It's all encompassed in the mitzvah of the sukkah, which is basically the only mitzvah that you have, in which everything about you is encompassed in the practice of the mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe comes along and he says that not only your ordinary things have to be done in the sukkah, but also the mitzvah of lulav should be done in the sukkah. What is the meaning of that? The lulav, we know, represents that category of Jew which is studying Torah, because the fruit of the lulav tree, the date palm, it has a good taste, even though it doesn't have a good smell. Smell refers to mitzvahs. Taste has to do with Torah, a yid that learns Torah. So you might think that to be surrounded and enveloped by Hashem, that's necessary when you're doing ordinary weekday stuff. You're eating, you're sleeping, you're doing business, stuff that you do on your own. It's important to surround yourself by Hashem in that circumstance. But if I'm learning Torah anyway, I'm just surrounded and I'm completely permeated by the wisdom of Hashem, but the holiness of Torah, why do I have to do that in the sukkah? Why do I have to be surrounded by the sukkah for that? Says the Alter Rebbe, no, even that has to be done in the sukkah. And this is true for people whose most of their day is spent in learning Torah, or ordinary people where they learn some Torah, and they might think that why, when I'm learning Torah, do I have to also surround myself by this sense of Hashem and being enveloped by Hashem? And the answer is because the study of Torah, by definition, is a miraculous thing. How is it possible that an ordinary finite mind of a human being should be able to capture the wisdom of Hashem, which is infinite? And it is impossible. It's only by our feeling of bittul, of subservience and total submission to Hashem, by our recognition that this is the holiness of Hashem's wisdom, that we can hope to capture it. That's when Hashem grants you the ability to be able to absorb Torah, the wisdom of Torah. Without that, you can't absorb it. So therefore, in your study of Torah, also you have to be surrounded by the feeling of being in the presence of Hashem in order to be able to capture that which Torah has to offer. Otherwise, you just get a very superficial part of Torah. And if we do all this, then Hashem will, we will merit what it says in the Pasuk, spread over us the protection of your peace, Sukkah Shleimecha, the word Sukkah, and that the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Hashem Sukkah in Yerushalayim, should be rebuilt speedily in our days.